Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be with you this morning as we move forward in the Word of God. And all I can say is, it is a great word this morning. It is a great word, and it deals with prayer. Prayer changes all kinds of things. God's word is true that we must pray. People of God, we need to pray. Pray for our world to be better. Pray for things to work out for our good. Pray until something happens. We got to push. The Lord God hears our prayers is the title of our word this morning. Hezekiah, we're going to talk about King Hezekiah, who was not always the brightest, but he was a good king who loved God to the point where he prayed and got more years. God gave him 15 extra years of life because of prayer. Prayer changes all kinds of things. And this morning, we're going to start off with prayer. And I'm coming out of my prayer book, my 365 days of prayer, a prayer for every day, because we need a prayer every day. You know, on this day, yesterday's prayer, Choose Your Way, was the title. And it came from Proverbs 25 and 28 ESV. Because a man without self-control is like a city broken into and left without words, without walls. Hezekiah, you know, goes through showing Babylon everything they got. You know, here's the treasury, here's the weapons, here's everything we have. Here, let me show you this, let me show you that. But what he was doing was actually bragging. And when you brag and show everything you have, you open the doors for thieves and robbers to come in. You open the door for the strong man to come in and take over everything you have, because you're not the strongest of the group, because you've given up all of your strategic advantages. Let me go back to a but in there. Hezekiah knew how to pray. And as we pray this morning, starting out today, and it's the Holy One, the standard of excellence, showing us the best way to live. I am grateful that even in the mysteries of your ways, you gave a clear path for us to follow. We are not slaves to our own desires or to our own perceptions. We were set free in order to freely choose you and your way. Today, I get to practice self-control that puts up boundaries for my own protection and health as I choose when to speak and when not to, when to act and when to sit down. I ask that you offer your wisdom that always knows best. Thank you that there is grace in the choosing. I am not afraid to my own preferences, and you are not limited by my choices. What freedom there is in you. I am so grateful for the example of Jesus' choices that illustrate the power of margin. We were never meant to be accessible to everyone at all times. Jesus teaches me to have value in placing limits where and when they need to be established. Cover all my choices with grace as follow you. Hallelujah. Are you following Jesus this morning? Are you ready to push? Holy Heavenly Father, we are thankful, grateful, and blessed to be your children, God. We lift up this mighty word today, God, asking you to give us grace, asking you to give us clarity, asking you to show us the way, God. But there is none like you, Father God. You are everything. And Father, I ask you to increase as I decrease. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For you, Lord God, are my strength and you are my redeemer. And I give myself away, Lord God, for you to use me this morning for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Still got Holy Ghost fallout from yesterday and Friday. Friday, we had a Holy Ghost party in here as we were a part of the Pentecost. Hallelujah. We felt the fire down in our bones from the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Last night, I went to see a play by Virginia Cooper, wonderful, wonderful woman of God, who has been writing plays for over 19, 20 years. And she has been doing a citywide play for the Churches of the Living God for long, long time, probably those 19, 20 years. And last night's play was called The Drum Major. And it dealt with choices and prayer. But it gave her son's life story. Her son just happened to have been a friend of my son when they were in high school, grammar school, high school. They had been good friends. And he was a young man who fell in love as a teen and got married right after high school to his high school sweetheart. They went to college together. They were just best friends. And she died at, I believe she was about 21 years old, 22, because they gave her her college degree after she died, posthumous. And it took this young man down the wrong path. He was a faithful young man, but she was such an angel that God called her home early. And he went down the wrong path, wound up in prison, got out, and he told his story in shadows. And it was beautiful. It was, before I knew anything, the tears were just coming down my face because I remembered his story because of the fact that his stepfather is my friend and former coworker, former boss. And I was at his parents' wedding, and just wonderful, wonderful people in a wonderful, wonderful place. And it gave different facets of life, where you have people who are so ambitious, they want to always be the drum major. They always want to be the one in charge of everything, to the point that their ambition takes them away from God. And we don't want to ever reach that point. But we understand that in our word, how many kings of Israel and Judah lost their way because they all wanted to be the drum major and not follow God, but follow after their own wants, follow after their own needs, follow after false God. And the false God can be money. The false God can be so many things that we have to make sure that we follow the one true God. And that comes from prayer. Prayer changes all kinds of things. Prayer changes our life. So if you can't think of anything else to do Just pray. Just pray. And as we go into our word this morning, the prayer of Isaiah, the prayer of Hezekiah, the prayer changed things and outcomes. So let's watch and see as we go back in time this morning to the time of King Hezekiah, to the time of Assyria, telling them, huh, we got you. Your God can't do anything. We have conquered all kinds of nations, and we're going to conquer you too. You know, they were boastful. They were ambitious. They wanted to be the ones in charge of everything. They wanted to be God, the little g. But there's only one God, and he's in charge of everything. Please join me in 2 Kings, starting in chapter 19. And so it was when King Hezekiah heard it that he tore his clothes. And remember, Mother Valerie read this on Thursday, where the Rabshakeh come and spoke in Hebrew, telling them all how tough they were. And he told them to do not, it says, do not listen to Hezekiah. And do not, it says, do not listen to Hezekiah. But thus says the king of Assyria, make peace with me by a present and come out to me. Just talking trash. The Rabshakeh thought he was all that. You're about to find a valuable lesson in God. Hallelujah. Let's get back into the word. And so Hezekiah heard everything that they had said, the Assyrians, talking trash. That's we're going to make it into the vernacular today. Talking trash. You know, well, I think what it says, blowing, throwing out, you know, I'm all that, your mama stuff. You know, he thought he was all that, and I got you, and I can do this, and I can do that. We the toughest thing on the block. They were basically being bullied. And so let's keep it back, and let's go back in time again. And so King Hezekiah is having a moment now. He tore his clothes, covered himself with sackcloth, and went into the house of the Lord. Then he sent Eliakim, who was over the household, Shebna, the scribe, and the elders of the priests, covered with sackcloth. They're getting ready to pray, y'all. To Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. And they said to him, thus says Hezekiah, this day is a day of trouble and rebuke and blasphemy, for the children have come to birth. There is no strength to bring them forth. It may be that the Lord your God will hear all the words of the Rabshakeh, whom his master, the king of Assyria, has sent to reproach the living God and will rebuke the words which the Lord your God has heard. Therefore, lift up your prayer for the remnant that is left. King Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said to them, thus you shall say to your master, thus says the Lord, do not be afraid of the words which you have heard, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Surely I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. Then the Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Labna. But he heard that he had departed from Lachish. And the king heard concerning Tarhashta, king of Ethiopia. Look, he has come out to make war with you. So he again sent messengers to Hezekiah, saying, thus you shall speak to Hezekiah, king of Judah, say, do not let your God in whom you trust deceive you, saying, Jerusalem shall not be given into the hand of the king of Assyria. Look, you have heard what the kings of Assyria have done to all lands by utterly destroying them, and shall you be delivered? Have the gods, those little g's, of the nations delivered those whom my fathers have destroyed? Gozan, Haran, Rizpah, and the people of Edom, who were in Talasha. Where is the king of Atma, the king of Arpad, the king of the city of Shepharim, Hena and Iva. And Hezekiah received the letter from the hand of the messenger and read it. And Hezekiah went up to the house of the Lord and spread it before the Lord. He took it to the altar. Hallelujah. He took it to the throne and not the phone. And says, then Hezekiah prayed before the Lord and said, O Lord God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God. You alone of all the kingdoms of the earth, you have made heaven and earth. Incline your ear, O Lord, and hear. Open your eyes, O Lord, and see. Hear the words of Sennacherib, which he has sent to reproach the living God. Truly, Lord, the kings of Assyria have laid waste the nations. And their lands, and have cast their gods into the fire. But they were not gods, little Jews, but the work of men's hands, wood and stone. Therefore they destroyed them. Now, therefore, O Lord our God, I pray, save us from his hand, and all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you are the Lord God, you alone. Then Isaiah, the son of Amoz, said to Hezekiah, saying, thus says the Lord God of Israel, because you have prayed, because you have prayed, one for the Holy Spirit, because you have prayed to me against Sennacherib, king of Assyria, I have heard. This is the word which the Lord has spoken concerning him. The daughter of Jerusalem has shaken her head behind your back, whom you have reproached and blasphemed, against whom you have raised your voice and lifted up your eyes on high, against the Holy One of Israel. By your messengers you have reproached the Lord and said, by the multitude of my chariots I have come up to the heights of the mountains, to the limits of Lebanon. I will cut down its tall cedars and its choice cypress trees. I will enter the extremity of its borders to its fruitful forest. I have dug and drunk strange water, and with the soles of my feet I have dried up all the brooks of defense. Did you not hear long ago how I made it? From ancient times that I formed it, now I have brought it to pass that you should be for crushing fortified cities into heaps of ruins. Therefore their inhabitants had little power. They were dismayed and confounded. They were as the grass of the field and the green herb, as the grass on the housetops and grain blighted before it is grown. But I know your dwelling place, your going out and your coming in, and your rage against me, because your rage against me and your turmoil, you will come up to my ears. Therefore I will put my hook in your nose and my bridle in your lips, and I will turn you back by the way which you came. This shall be a sign to you. You shall eat this year such as grown up itself, and in the second year what springs from the same. Also in the third year, sow and reap, plant vineyards, and eat the fruit of them. And the remnant who have escaped of the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward. For out of Jerusalem shall go a remnant, and those who escape from Mount Zion, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. Therefore, thus says the Lord concerning the king of Assyria, he shall not come into this city, nor shoot an arrow there, nor come before it with shield, nor build a siege mound against it by the way that he came, by the same shall he return. And he shall not come into this city, says the Lord. But I will defend this city to save it for my servant David's sake. And it came to pass on a certain night that the angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when people arose early in the morning, there were the corpses all dead. So Shalmaneser, king of Assyria, departed and went away, returned home and remained at Nineveh. Now it came to pass, as he was worshiping in the temple of Nisroch, his God, that his sons, Adra, Melech, and Shar-Raziah, struck him down with the sword, and they escaped into the land of Ararat. Then Esarhaddon, his son, reigned in his place. He talked all that trash, again talking Hebrew to scare the people of God. And what happened? Your sons turned against you and killed you in the temple of your false God. Don't tell me what God won't do, but prayer is what changed things. It wasn't just Hezekiah in sackcloth. It was Hezekiah on his knees. It was Isaiah on his knees. It was all those that were with them on their knees. Prayer changes things. The Lord God hears our prayers when they are prayed in earnest, not selfish prayers, but prayers to help, to heal, to restore. We got to pray. And as we go into life lessons from 2 Kings chapter 19, it says, I will send a spirit upon him, and he shall hear a rumor and return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword. Everyone fails under God's sovereign power, even powerful enemy rulers. Though King Hezekiah was unable to stave off Shalmaneser's onslaught or change the situation in any way, he couldn't do it. Judah wasn't strong enough. We know Israel being carried away, lost until this day. But Judah, they knew we got to pray. God certainly could, and he did. 2 Kings 19:35-37 testifies, and history confirms that God kept his promise to Hezekiah as Shalmaneser fell by the sword in Nineveh. Everything concerning your circumstances, including the people in authority over you, are under God's sovereign hand. We got to pray. And we think some things that we think are our detriment may not be. They may think that may be where God needs you to be. When I was going through and retired, and I call it straight, forced into retirement because I was of the wrong political party. But God, many at the time in management were losing their positions and didn't have backup plans, didn't have anything. Living paycheck to paycheck, and this governor did not care. You know, change in management, as they say. But God, I walked out with a retirement party, and the next day walked into the retirement office, filed my paperwork. They had to keep me on the books for another month because God said, not today. They never lost insurance, actually got insurance better than I would have had I worked 5 more years. Then God put me in a position to help others. Don't tell me what God can do. What we think is a sit down to be a come up. And yes, I lost a whole bunch of money, but God was teaching me some things. That money is not what brings you joy. Money is not even what brings you peace. Yes, it pays your bills. It takes care of things. And, yeah, you may be able to get other things. And to the point where you look around and you're like, oh, my God, I have just lost my mind, Lord. I got too much stuff. And God said, I could have told you that. Now it's time to downsize and get rid of some things. And you're like, well, Lord, no, it's time to get rid of some stuff. So I have stuff everywhere because I'm trying to downsize. But we got to understand that I got to pray over everything. Got to oil some stuff up. Got to trust God that it all is going to work out for good. And Second Kings, because you have prayed. There's that P word. Prayed to me against Sherena Sherep, king of Assyria. I have heard. Hezekiah did not dispute the Assyrian war record, and he did not close his eyes to historical truth. He refused, however, to class God with any other deity. Look to God alone for deliverance. The king asked Isaiah to pray for the nation, not merely on the basis of a great need, but in order to exalt the name of the Lord, whom the invaders have insulted. Such a genuine prayer has great power. God acted in a mighty way against the king of Assyria, because Hezekiah prayed for him to intervene. When we fight our battles on our knees, we win every time. Can I say it again? When we fight our battles on our knees, we win every time. The angel of the Lord went out and killed in the camp of the Assyrian 185,000. A solitary angel killed 185,000 trained Assyrian troops, the best in the world at that time. In a single night, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. God redeems and saves and rescues, not because we deserve his help, but because of his own loving nature and because of the promises he has made to his people. Therefore, we have a living hope. Hallelujah. I put my hope in you, Lord. Chapter 20 of the book of 2 Kings. Chapter 20. It says, in those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him and said to him, thus says the Lord, set your house in order, for you shall die and not live. When he turned his face toward the wall and prayed to the Lord, saying, remember now, O Lord, I pray, how I have walked before you in truth and with a loyal heart, and have done what was good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept bitterly. And it happened before Isaiah had gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, return and tell Hezekiah, the leader of my people, thus says the Lord, the God of David, your father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen your tears. Surely I will heal you. Third day you shall go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add to your days 15 years. I will deliver you and this city from the hand of the king of Assyria, and I will defend this city for my own sake and for the sake of my servant David. Then Isaiah said, take a lump of figs. So they took and laid it on the boil, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said to Isaiah, what is the sign that the Lord will heal me and that I should go up to the house of the Lord the third day? Then Isaiah said, this is a sign to you from the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing which he has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go backward 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, it is an easy thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. No, but let the shadow go backward 10 degrees. So Isaiah the prophet cried out to the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backwards, by which it had gone down on the sundial of Ahaz. At this time, Barodach, Baladan, the son of Baladan, king of Babylon, sent letters and presents to Hezekiah. Come on now. And Hezekiah was attentive to them. and show them all the house of his treasures. Bragging. The silver and the gold, the spices and precious ornaments, and all his armor, all that was found among his treasures. There was nothing in his house or in all his dominion that Hezekiah did not show them. Then Isaiah the prophet went to King Hezekiah and said to him, what did these men say, and from where did they come to you? So Hezekiah said, they came from a far country, from Babylon. And he said, what have they seen in your house? So Hezekiah answered, they have seen all that is in my house. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them. Then Isaiah said to Hezekiah, hear the word of the Lord. Behold, the days are coming when all that is in your house and what your fathers have accumulated until this day shall be carried to Babylon. Nothing shall be left, says the Lord. And they shall take away some of your sons who will descend from you, whom you will beget, and they shall be eunuchs in the palace of the king of Babylon. So Hezekiah said to Isaiah, the word of the Lord which you have spoken is good. For he said, will there not be peace and truth, at least in my days? Now the rest of the acts of Hezekiah, all his might, how he made a pool and a tunnel and brought water into the city, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Hezekiah rested with his father. Then Manasseh, his son, reigned in his place. And if you go back to 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 17, the days are coming when all that is in your house shall be carried to Babylon. In God's name, Isaiah made this prophecy about the Babylonian exile more than a century before it happened, when Babylon was still a relatively weak nation. When God speaks, we must listen. Chapter 21 of 2 Kings. Manasseh was 12 years old when he became king, and he reigned 55 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hephzibah, and he did evil. Here we go again. In the sight of the Lord, according to the abominations of the nations, whom the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel. But he rebuilt the high places which Hezekiah's father had destroyed. He raised up altars for Baal and made a wooden image as Ahab, king of Israel, had done. And he worshipped all the hosts of heaven and served them. He also built altars to the house of the Lord, in which the Lord had said, in Jerusalem I will put my name. And he built altars for all the hosts of heaven in the two courts of the house of the Lord. Also, he made his sons pass through the fire, practice soothsaying, use witchcraft, and consulted spirits, mediums. He did much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger that he had made in the house of which the Lord had said to David and to Solomon his son, in this house and in Jerusalem, which I have chosen out of all the tribes of Israel, I will put my name forever, and I will not make the feet of Israel wander anymore from the land which I gave their fathers, only if they are careful to do according to all that I have commanded them and according to all the law that my servant Moses commanded them. But they paid no attention, and Manasseh seduced them to do more evil than the nations whom the Lord had destroyed before the children of Israel. It can take one man, one woman, to change the course of a nation. If you follow after a king's spirit and do evil in the sight of God, do you think God's going to bless it? Do you think God's going to bless it? This man changed the course of Judah. Hezekiah tore down all that stuff, got rid of all that stuff, and then his son comes and goes back to the ways of his great-great-grandfather, goes back to the ways of Ahab, goes back to the ways of Jezebel. goes back to the ways of all those that did evil in the sight of the Lord. Just messed up. After his father had been on his knees praying for the salvation of Judah and Jerusalem. And this is what the Lord said. And the Lord spoke to his servant, the prophet, saying, because Manasseh, king of Judah, has done these abominations, he has acted more wickedly. And think about it, he was king for 55 years, y'all. Dictator. Because Manasseh, king of Judah, has done these abominations, he has acted more wickedly than all the Amorites who were before him, and has also made Judah sin with his idols. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of Israel, behold, I am bringing such calamity upon Jerusalem and Judah that whoever hears of it, both his ears will tingle, and I will stretch over Jerusalem the measuring line of Samaria and the plummet of the house of Ahab. I will wipe Jerusalem as one wipes a dish, wiping it and turning it upside down. So I will forsake the remnant of my inheritance and deliver them into the hand of their enemies. And they shall become victims of plunder to all their enemies because they have done evil in my sight and have provoked me to anger since the day their fathers came out of Egypt, even to this day. Moreover, Manasseh shed very much innocent blood, that he has filled Jerusalem from one end to another besides his sin by which he made Judah sin in doing evil in the sight of the Lord. Now the rest of the acts of Manasseh, all that he did and the sin that he committed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? So Manasseh rested with his fathers and was buried in the garden of his own house in the garden of Uzziah. Then his son Amon reigned in his place. Amon was 22 years old when he became king, and he reigned 2 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Meshulamet, the daughter of Harud of Jotbah, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord. And I want to go back to Manasseh one quick time. Remember, he was 12 years old when he became king. Reigned 55 years. But from 12 to, say, 20, 21, somebody was putting all this evil in this child's spirit. Because a 12-year-old wouldn't know all he had things that his dad did. And he would have wanted to follow in his father's footsteps unless there was somebody putting all that evil and all that things, those things in his mind. So I want to make sure I put a pin there on this young man. And now his son, 22, now he's older and should know better. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, so as his father Manasseh had done. So he walked in all the ways that his father had walked, and he served the idols that his father had served and worshiped them. He forsook the Lord God of his fathers and did not walk in the way of the Lord. Then the servants of Amon conspired against him and killed the king in his own house. But the people of the land executed all those who had conspired against King Amon. Then the people of the land made his son Josiah king in his place. Now the rest of the acts of Amon, which he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Judah? And he was buried in his tomb in the garden of Uzziah. And then Josiah's son reigned in his place. 2 Kings chapter 22. It says Josiah was 8 years old, the youngest one of the bunch, when he became king, and he reigned 31 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jediah, the daughter of Adiah of Bozkath, and he did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in all the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Praise the Lord. Now it came to pass in the 18th year of King Josiah that the king sent Shaphan, the scribe, the son of Azariah of Meshullam, to the house of the Lord, saying, go up to Hilkiah, the high priest, that he may count the money which has been brought into the house of the Lord, which the doorkeepers have gathered from the people, and let them deliver it into the hand of those doing the work, who are the overseers in the house of the Lord. Let them give it to those who are in the house of the Lord, doing the work to repair the damages of the house, to carpenters and builders and to masons, and to buy timber and hewn stones and repair the house. However, there needs to be no accounting made with them of the money delivered unto their hands, because they deal faithfully. Then Hilkiah, the high priest, said to Shaphan the scribe, I have found the book of the law in the house of the Lord. And Hilkiah gave the book to Shaphan, and he read it. So Shaphan the scribe went to the king, bringing the king word, saying, your servants have gathered the money that was found in the house and have delivered it into the hands of those who do the work. See the house of the Lord. Then Shaphan the scribe showed the king, saying, Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. And Shaphan read it before the king. Now it happened when the king heard the words of the book of the law, he tore his clothes. Then the king commanded Hilkiah the priest, Hilkiah, the son of Shaphan, Ezbar, the son of Malchiah, Shaphan the scribe, and Asaiah, a servant of the king, saying, go inquire of the Lord for me, for the people, and for all Judah, concerning the words of this book, that he has been found. But great is the wrath of the Lord that is aroused against us, because our fathers have not obeyed the words of this book, to do according to all that is written concerning us. So Hilkiah the priest, Ahikam, Ezbar, Shaphan, and Asaiah went to Huldah, the prophetess, the wife of Shalom, the son of Tikva, the son of Harhaz, keeper of the wardrobe. She dwelt in Jerusalem in the second quarter. And they spoke with her. Then she said to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, tell the man who sent you to me, thus says the Lord, behold, I will bring calamity on this valley, on this place, and on its inhabitants, all the words of the book which the king of Judah has read, because they have forsaken me and burned incense to other gods, that they might provoke me to anger with all the works of their hands. Therefore my wrath shall be aroused against this place and shall not be quenched. But as for the king of Judah who sent me to inquire of the Lord in this manner to him, thus says the Lord God of Israel, concerning the words which you have heard, because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before the Lord when you heard that I spoke against the place and against its inhabitants, that they would become a desolation and a curse, and you tore your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you, says the Lord. Surely, therefore, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place. So they brought back word to the king. And again, what happened? God gave the prophecy to a prophetess. Come on now. But there are those that feel that women should not be in the place of authority. But God puts whom he puts where he wants them to be. And we got to go with what God says and not with what man says. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And it says in chapter 23, but I want to go back here to verse 20, verse 10. Hilkiah the priest has given me a book. The people of Judah have plummeted to such a spiritual low that the Bible had practically disappeared. When found, they called it simply a book. But God's word remains strong and reliable, even if ignored. Praise God. God did that. And it says, now the king sent them to gather all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem to him. The king went up to the house of the Lord with all the men of Judah and with all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the prophets, and all the people, both small and great. And he read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the house of the Lord. Then the king stood by a pillar and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and keep his commandments and his testimonies and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul to perform the words of this covenant that were written in this book. And all the people took a stand for the covenant. And the king commanded Hilkiah, the high priest, and the priest of the second order, and the doorkeepers to bring out the temple of the Lord, all the articles that were made for Baal, for Asherah, and for all the host of Aaron. And he burned them outside Jerusalem in the fields of Kedron, and carried their ashes to Bethel. Then he removed the idolatrous priest whom the kings of Judah had ordained to burn incense on the high places in the cities of Judah and in the places all around Jerusalem. And those who burned incense to Baal, to the sun, to the moon, to the constellations, and to all the hosts of heaven. And he brought out the wooden image from the house of the Lord to the brook of Kedron outside Jerusalem, burned it as Kedron, ground it to ashes, and threw its ashes on the graves of the common people. Then he tore down the ritual booths of the perverted persons that were in the house of the Lord, where the women wove hangings for the wooden image. And he brought all the priests from the cities of Judah and about the high places where the priests had burned incense from Gibeah to Beersheba. Also he broke down the high places at the gates which were at the entrance of the gate of Joshua, the governor of the city, which were to the left of the city gate. Nevertheless, the priests of the high places did not come up to the altar of the Lord in Jerusalem, but they ate unleavened bread amongst their brethren. And he defiled Tophet, which is in the valley of the son of Hinnom, that no man might make his son or his daughter pass through the fire of Moloch. Then he removed the horse that the kings of Judah had dedicated to the sun at the entrance to the house of the Lord by the chamber of Nathan Millet, the officer who was in the court, and he burned the chariots of the sun with fire. The altars that were on the roof and upper chambers of Ahaz, which the kings of Judah had made, and the altars which Manasseh had made in the two courts of the house of the Lord, the king broke down and pulverized there and threw the dust into the book of Kedron. Then the king defiled the high places that were east of Jerusalem, which were on the south of the Mount of Corruption, which Solomon, king of Israel, had built for Ashtaroth, the abomination of the Sidonians, for Chemosh, the abomination of the Moabites, and for Malcolm, the abomination of the people of Ammon. And he broke in pieces the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden images and filled their places with the bones of men. Moreover, the altar that was at Bethel and the high place which Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel sin, had made both that altar and the high place, he broke down and he burned the high place and crushed it to powder and burned the wooden image. As Josiah turned, he saw the tombs that were there on the mountain, and he sent and took the bones out of the tombs and burned them on the altar and defiled it according to the word of the Lord, which the man of God proclaimed, who proclaimed these words. Then he said, what gravestone is that that I see? So the men of the city told him it was the tomb of the man of God who came from Judah and proclaimed these things which you have done against the altar of Bethel. And he said, let him alone. Let no one move his bones. So they let his bones alone. with the bones of the prophet who came from Samaria. Now Judah also took away, I'm sorry, now Josiah also took away all the shrines of the high places that were in the cities of Samaria, which the kings of Israel had made to provoke the Lord to anger. To them according to all the deeds he had done in Bethel. He executed all the priests of the high places who were there on the altars and burned men's bones on them, and he returned to Jerusalem. Then the king commanded all the people, saying, keep the Passover to the Lord your God, as it is written in the book of the covenant. Such a Passover surely had never been held since the days of the judges who judged Israel, not in all the days of the kings of Israel and the kings of Judah, but in the 18th year of King Josiah. This Passover was held before the Lord in Jerusalem. Moreover, Josiah put away those who consulted mediums and spiritualists, the household gods and idols, all the abominations that were seen in the land of Judah and in Jerusalem, and that he might perform the words of the law which were written in the book that Hilkiah, the priest, found in the house of the Lord. Now before him there was no king like him who turned to the Lord with all his heart, with all his soul, and with all his might, according to all the law of Moses, nor after him did any arise like him. Nevertheless, the Lord did not turn from the fierceness of his great wrath, with which his anger was aroused against Judah, because of all the provocations with which Manasseh had provoked him. And the Lord said, I will also remove Judah from my sight, as I have removed Israel, and will cast off city Jerusalem, which I have chosen, and the house of which I said, my name shall be there. Now the rest of the acts of Josiah and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? In his days, Pharaoh Necho, king of Egypt, went to the aid of the king of Assyria to the river Euphrates, and King Josiah went after him, went against him, and Pharaoh Necho killed him at Megiddo when he confronted him. Then his servants moved his body in a chariot from Megiddo, brought him to Jerusalem, and buried him in his own tomb. And the people of the land took Joahaz, the son of Josiah, anointed him, and made him king in his father's place. Joahaz was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Lebanon, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that his fathers had done. Pharaoh Necho put him in prison at Riblah in the land of Hamat, and even that he might not reign in Jerusalem. And he imposed on the land a tribute of 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. Then Pharaoh Necho made Eliakim, the son of Josiah, king in place of his father Josiah, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. And Pharaoh took Jehoiakim and went to Egypt, and he died there. So Jehoiakim gave the silver and gold to Pharaoh, but he taxed the land to give money according to the command of Pharaoh. He exacted the silver and gold from the people of the land, from everyone according to his assessment, to give it to Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Zebudiah, the daughter of Gedaliah of Ramoth, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all his fathers had done. Chapter 24. In the days of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up, and Jehoiakim became his vessel for 3 years. Then he turned and rebelled against him, and the Lord sent against him raiding bands of Chaldeans, bands of Syrians, bands of Moabites, bands of the people of Ammon. He sent them against Judah to destroy it according to the word of the Lord, which he has spoken by his servants the prophets. Surely at the commandment of the Lord this came upon Judah to remove them from his sight because of the sins of Manasseh according to all that he had done, and also because of the innocent blood that he had shed, for he had filled Jerusalem with innocent blood which the Lord would not pardon. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim and all that he did, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? So Jehoiakim rested with his father. Then Jehoiakim, his son, reigned in his place. And the king of Egypt did not come out of his land anymore. But the king of Babylon had taken all that belonged to the king of Egypt, from the brook of Egypt to the river Euphrates. Jehoiakim was 18 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months. His mother's name was Nishata, the daughter of Elnathan of Jerusalem, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord according to all that his fathers had done. That time the servants of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came up against Jerusalem, and the city was besieged. And Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came against the city as his servants were besieging it. Then Jehoiakim, king of Judah, his mother, his servants, his princes, and his officers went to the king of Babylon, and the king of Babylon, in the 8th year of his reign, took him prisoner. And he carried out from there all the treasures of the house of the Lord and the treasures of the king's house. And he cut in pieces all the articles of gold which Solomon, king of Israel, had made in the temple of the Lord. As the Lord had said, also he carried into captivity all Jerusalem, all the captives, all the mighty men of valor, 10,000 captives, and all the craftsmen and smiths. None remained except the poorest people of the land. Then he carried Jehoiakim captive to Babylon, the king's mother, the king's wives, his officers, and the mighty of the land. He carried into captivity from Jerusalem to Babylon all the valiant men, 7,000, and craftsmen and smiths, and thousands, all who were strong and fit for war. These the king of Babylon brought captive to Babylon. Then the king of Babylon made Mattaniah, Jehoiakim's uncle, king in his place, his name to Zedekiah. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Ha-Motah, the daughter of Jeremiah of Lebanon. He also did evil in the sight of the Lord, according to all that Jehoiakim and him had done. But because of the anger of the Lord, this happened to Jerusalem and Judah, that he finally cast them out from his presence. And Zedekiah rebelled against the king of Babylon. Whew! What a word. And the promise of prayer, and things changed. They did not pray. After Josiah, they did not pray. But we got to pray. The Lord God hears our prayers, and he changes all kinds of things. The issue is prayer and what we must do. We pray. We get on our knees. And we push. And the kings after Josiah forgot how to push. And all I have for this morning, may the Lord add a blessing to the readers and the hearers of his word. I thank God for all of you. I pray that God blesses you. And as we pray our prayer, may the Lord watch between me and me while we're asking one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day, family. Let God carry you through prayer. God hears you. Have a blessed day. It's a wrap.